Tomorrow Perek Hey Mishnah Hey 5-5. This mission wants to answer the question, what is the actual formula you need to say to effect Tamura? So again, the situation is, you know, you have an animal which is consecrated, you bring a second animal which is chulin non-consecrated, and you're going to say this animal is going to be the Tamura for that animal. So yes, if you say that, of course, that does the Tamura, and that's the Isra from the Torah, potentially liable to Malchus, and now you have two consecrated animals. The question is, what else could you say? Now, the important piece of lumdus here to keep in mind is when you say that animal B is the tamura for animal A, what you're doing is you're focusing on animal B. You're not sort of like decommissioning A, you're like authorizing B in its place, attempting to be in its place. Of course, both will now be consecrated, but the point is you're focusing on B, not A. That's important. So the mission inside, harezu tachazu, if a person brings animal B and says B should be tachas in place of animal A, that'll be effective as a tamura. Or if he says tamuras zu, that harezu, animal B, should be the tamura, the substitute for animal A, yes, effective. Or chalufas zu, the exchange, B should be exchanged for A. Again, harezu tamura, that's all going to work and effect tamura. Now you have two consecrated animals, you're over the line from the Torah, fine. If, however, he says zu, this animal B is this animal A is mechuleles al zu, animal A is deconsecrated onto B, eino tamura, that doesn't work to effect tamura. First of all, although mechaleles means to be deconsecrated, you've seen that, you know, in lots of other contexts, like if you have mice or sheni, you want to put on money, or somebody has kedusha shvius, you put it on money, etc. We've seen that what happens is you deconsecrate the consecrated thing, putting the sanctity onto money and using the money for something else. But the point is that doesn't work here. First of all, mechaleles, deconsecration is not the right, doesn't mean the same as substitution tamura. And second of all, you're sort of focusing on animal A to deconsecrate as opposed to animal B to invest with sanctity. So again, it's not going to work. But deconsecration in general is just not effective when it comes to an animal which is a tam, valid to be a korban, which would mean if a person took animal A and then he said zu mechaleles al zu, he deconsecrates A onto B, what will happen is nothing. A remains consecrated, borders a korban, B remains unconsecrated, just chulin. However, if animal A were a baal mum, kavua, has a blemish, therefore you're supposed to deconsecrate it. So normally what you do is you would deconsecrate it onto money, take the money to purchase another animal, that's effective. But if you skip the money step, if you just take a blemished consecrated animal and you say that it is mechulelet, a deconsecrated onto animal B, that will work, says the Mishnah. V'imhaya hektesh baal mum, if the animal A has a blemish, and therefore it must be deconsecrated, and another brought in its place. Yotze l'chulin, the original animal indeed is deconsecrated, meaning now you could eat it. You still can't, by the way, do giz and avod, you can't shear it or work it, but you could eat it. But tzarech la'asos damim, but you need to do the mathematics, the figure out the money still. What does that mean? According to the Bartanura and the Rambam, simply put, midoraisa, you can deconsecrate animal A onto animal B, and it doesn't matter if A or B is worth more. It makes no difference. However, midoraisa works. You can just essentially deconsecrate A onto B. However, the rabbis got involved and said it's not right that the base midrash could necessarily lose money. So in other words, if the original animal A, which got the blemish, is worth 100, and then now the new B onto which you're deconsecrating it is only worth 60, so then yes, A is deconsecrated. Yes, B is consecrated, but you still, like, you're, so to speak, would be saving $40, or basically they're just losing $40 worth of value. And therefore, you have to also give $40 more to the Beis HaMikdash in addition to the 60, so it doesn't lose the 100, the original amount. Now, worth speaking out here that the terms that we had here about Tamura and Chalufa, those don't work for Bede Kabayas, for things that have just Kedushas Dam. A Tamura is what you do to a carbon. And therefore, if you have just like a consecrated pan or money that was the base mikdash, and you try to say this should be tamura for that, it just will not be effective. However, the word tachas is effective. Tachas meaning in the place of. It will work now for both. So there are certain words, therefore, that will work only for kachim, like tamura and halufa. Those certain words that will only work for essentially for non-kachim or blemish kachim, like mucholelis, and there's words that work for both, like tachas, in the place of, work both for transferring kedusha on in the tamur situation from a korban, as well as from Bedek avais, things that are just consecrated for their value, tachas would also be effective in transferring kedusha in that case as well.